Tyler Friel with you on WISR 680 AM. Great to have you aboard this afternoon. And we are joined on the line by Clem Rosenberger. He is president and CEO of NexTier Bank. Clem, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Tyler.
So I'm sure you're a very busy guy right now, and obviously this is a situation that continues to evolve really on a day-by-day basis. But we wanted to have you on talking from, first of all, a NexTier side of things, and then also from a small business side of things. I know I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with the $2 trillion emergency relief package that was passed by Congress a few weeks ago. And I'm sure there's a lot of questions as to for some small business owners. So first of all, I want to start from the NexTier side of thing, and then we'll dig into the loan. How are you guys doing? What are some of the policies that our listeners and NexTier customers should be made aware of that are going on at NexTier right now?
Sure. So I appreciate you starting there. NexTier Bank still here to service our customers and the communities that we serve. So we're happy to do so. We are encouraging people to, comply with social distancing policies and procedures. So to protect customers and our employees, we went ahead and closed our branches to normal traffic. The branch lobbies, I guess I should clarify there. But the drive-thrus are all open. We actually have a walk-up in Katanning that's open. We encourage people to use those to contact us and interact with us. Certainly, if somebody needs to have an in-person meeting, we are available. You can call in, make an appointment, and we can certainly make that happen. But certainly, we have all of the digital solutions out there that have become popular with our customers. So if you haven't taken advantage of those, I certainly encourage you to go out to our website, get signed up for internet banking and mobile banking and mobile deposits and all those solutions should help you get through these times.
And it is amazing how convenient it is, for the people who do have access to the internet, just how easy, first of all, NexTier makes it, and really just the world in general that has become online banking, how user-friendly it is now.
That's certainly true. I think that God has blessed us with a lot of abilities from that standpoint to be able to overcome the challenges that we face here, not only in banking, but, in small business and even, we had that conversation on Sunday morning at church, just, a lot of flexibilities that are there that didn't used to be that help us to put these safety measures into practice. So.
And again, we're chatting here with Clem Rosenberger, president and CEO of NexTier Bank. And I'm sure a lot of people have questions surrounding many different aspects to this emergency relief package. But I wanted to talk to you today, Clem, about some of the loan aspects of this, especially for small business owners. I'm sure NexTier does a lot of work being a community bank with community businesses. So when we're talking the Paycheck Protection Program, I don't want to put pressure on you to describe it in 30 words or less or something like that. But if you could give me a basic rundown and give the listeners a basic rundown of what exactly this program is meant to do.
Sure. To save time, we'll refer to it as PPP.
That works.
but those are made available through the Act. I got to give the SBA and Treasury Department credit. This is a, I think, $349 billion program that they are expediting and trying to get out to the public. Certainly, there's been changes along the way, new forms, new applications, new guidance. Every couple hours, there's some more guidance and FAQs coming out on it. But I think for the most part, they're doing a good job of trying to get this out there. So small businesses, as well as 401(c) companies, nonprofits, are now eligible for this program. What is permitted here is that the eligible businesses and nonprofits can take a look at their average payroll, their monthly average payroll over the past 12 months, calculate that monthly amount. There's certainly some caveats there that you got to be aware of. You can't include salaries over $100,000 and a few other things, but for the most part, any expenses you have for payroll, whether it's salaries, wages, tips, health care benefits, anything paid by the employer can be included in that number. You take your monthly amount averaged over the past 12 months, and then you can multiply that by 2.5 times. So in essence, you're getting 2.5 months worth or 10 weeks worth of payroll expense that you can apply for this program. What happens is when you come to the bank, there's a short application process you have to go through. You have to provide us the payroll documentation to support the number that you are applying for. We'd put it through a quick review process, and then we would submit that to the SBA to get the full guarantee amount from the bank standpoint. Once we are able to receive that guarantee, we should be able to move to closing and funding fairly quickly and get the money into the hands of the business owners. That money can be used over the next 8 weeks once you close the loan for payroll expenses. 75% of those funds have to be for payroll expenses. The rest can be used for things like rent and utilities and mortgage interest for a mortgage loan that was incurred prior to February 15th. So a lot of good uses there. Really, the intent here is that Congress wants to make sure that Americans stay employed. So they're trying to get this money out to small businesses and nonprofits that have gone through hardships due to, shutdowns or, lower demand for their products and services. They want to make sure people are not getting laid off and still have their wages and then health care benefits. So I think it's a wonderful program, and we are certainly, I was going to say knee deep. It's more like, shoulder deep in applications. We started accepting applications on this past Friday when it was open from the federal government level. I think we have at least 400 applications in our pipeline at this point in time, over $50 million, I think, that we are trying to process through.
We're here with Clem Rosenberger of Next Tier Bank. If there is a small business out there that is curious how they could get involved in this program, is it contacting the bank first or is it contacting the SBA?
That's a great question. So normally I wouldn't refer people to other banks. We certainly want people come to us. But this is a program that's the same across the board. No bank is going to be able to get you a better deal. It really has the same parameters across the board. So you would want to reach out to whatever bank that you normally bank with at this point in time. They know you best at this time. They will help you get through the application process. There are some banks that have not started out accepting applications. Some are just starting today. But I would encourage you to contact your bank that you've been dealing with. Hopefully that's Next Tier, and have them work through the process. I failed to mention one important thing with this program that people need to understand is I mentioned, how you apply for the loans and what you can use them for. The important part of this program is even though it's a loan up front, if you use the loans for the approved purposes, so if you use all the funds over an 8-week period for principally payroll expense, but then also for the other items I listed there, then you can come back to the bank. You'll fill out some type of certification form that has not been released yet. I'm sure it will in the coming weeks. And if you certify that those have been used for eligible purposes, then SBA will actually forgive your loan. And not only do they forgive the loan, there's a low interest rate of 1%, and the interest related to that forgiveness also goes away. So this really is a no-cost loan. And at the end of the day, if you get the forgiveness, it's really operating like a grant program from the federal government.
Now, is there a max? Go ahead, Clem.
I was going to say, for anything that is not forgiven for some reason, it's a 2-year loan, no payments for the first 6 months, and then you have 1% interest. Monthly payments would start. You'd have 18 months of monthly payments to pay back anything remaining that was not forgiven.
And I'm sure there's a lot of small business owners who are, interested in getting this done as soon as possible. Is there a max number of small businesses eligible? Is there a cap to this program? What could be some of the parameters in regards to that?
So on an individual loan basis, you are limited to the 2.5 times your average monthly salary expense, and that would be capped at a $10 million loan. So, that's a large number. Obviously, it's intended to be able to help out small businesses. The general parameter here is that a small business is less than 500 employees. There's some nuances there that, people need to work through. But if you have less than 500 employees, you should be able to be eligible for the program. As I mentioned before, there's $349 billion approved by Congress for this program. People are, you know, concerned. They're coming to the bank. Can you make my loan a priority? I want to make sure, you know, I get the money before it runs out. It is a first-come, first-served program. With that said, Congress, Treasury Department, Secretary Mnuchin, the SBA Department, they've all been very clear that they intend that, you know, this money is going to be available for small businesses. If more is needed, they feel certain that they can go back to Congress on an expedited basis, be able to apply for more funds here. So we encourage all small businesses, nonprofits, you know, talk to your banks, talk to an SBA lender, get this, you know, on your radar and see if you can apply for it.
So I know when we think of small businesses, you know, there could be a variety of different things, even like, a jewelry shop or something like that. What about an independent contractor? So somebody who works in construction, are they eligible for this program?
That's a great question. So, yes, they are. Independent contractors and self-employed individuals are eligible. Technically, they cannot submit their applications until April 10th. So everybody else was eligible this past Friday. For whatever reason, SBA has requested that 1099 contractors, anybody self-employed, they would not be able to submit those applications until this Friday on April 10th.
So now they wouldn't have, you know, they could have salaried employees, but what type of information would they need to prepare if they are getting there? You know, when we talk small business, as you had mentioned, average payroll for a month, and then what would an independent contractor need to bring to the table in regards to the amount of money, or what are some of the documents somebody like that may need?
That's a great question that is still sitting out there for better guidance. Again, you know, I think you got to look at this through the parameters of the government's really looking for these to turn into grants. They want to help these people. They're trying not to set up a lot of roadblocks. So we don't have a lot of clarification on that. I would encourage people to, you know, talk to their tax accountants that, normally help them prepare their documents. And, you know, bring those in. Certainly, if you're a 1099 contractor, you have 1099 forms that you were sent last year by whoever you performed services for. That helps to show the income that you had. So that's a good basis for justifying the loan amount. If you're self-employed, you know, looking at your net earnings through your Schedule C is likely the best and most accurate way to apply for the loan as well. I guess I should mention also that not only was the program open to nonprofits, but there was actually some limitations within existing SBA rules that would further limit churches and religious organizations from applying. Some great guidance came out, I think, Saturday afternoon and really took away most of those hurdles. So, you know, we know that, you know, churches and other religious organizations are out there, you know, helping to support people through these tough times, but, you know, their members are getting laid off and their donations are likely to decrease. So they are certainly eligible for the program, and I encourage them to take a look at participating as well.
And we're talking with Clem Rosenberger of Next Tier Bank. Clem, let's say there is a business out there who does banking with Next Tier. We'll make this question about you. How do they get in touch with you if they're interested in pursuing this loan program?
Sure. It really any way possible. So if you already have a lender or sales associate that has been dealing with your account, you know, reach out to those folks. If not, I would encourage you to call in to our call center, or you can find the numbers on our website. There's actually a chat session that you can go through our internet banking platform. There's a variety of ways if you're at one of our branches, at one of the drive-ups, and you know would like to talk about it, certainly you can ask the tellers at the branches. We've really tried our best to educate everybody crossed our network here. As I said, on Friday we had over 400 applications in the process. So we've been, redesigning our workflow and reassigning people from different back office jobs into really sales associate, customer service roles to try to service as many customers as we can.
Any final words, Clem, for the listeners? Anything that we may not have touched on that you think would be pertinent to them?
Really, I guess I would just end, not even from the bank standpoint, just from a personal standpoint. I mean, this virus is real. There's, certainly health issues surrounding that. I would encourage people to, follow the social distancing rules, stay safe, realize that it's not just trying to protect yourself. It's trying to protect the people you're around, the people that you love and care about. So I encourage you to do your best to keep everybody safe and healthy.
He's Clem Rosenberger, President and CEO of NextTier Bank. Clem, we appreciate you taking the time.
I appreciate you, Tyler. Thank you for having us.
You're listening to WISR 680 AM.